Faith is believing when you don't see something and know that God's going to answer it. And then in Romans 1, it says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's only through faith we can be saved. Do you know, it's really good news that, because when you're feeling lousy, when you're feeling that you're not good enough, that, you know, oh, Lord, why would you choose me? Isn't it lovely to know that it's only by faith we're saved? He doesn't judge us on what we're going to do. He judges us whether we're going to believe in him. You know, Thomas said, didn't he, when they were in the upper room, oh, I'll only believe if I see the prints in his hands, in his feet. And he must have felt so embarrassed when he turned around and saw Jesus. And Jesus said, blessed are they who believe who haven't seen. That's faith. So our next one, if you want to get the next one, hopefully they haven't been jingled up. Is that one there? Yeah. Now, there should be one in there. What letter is that? Actually, it's an I. That's right. It's an I underneath. Out of first. So, I. Now, what could it stand for? This isn't a religious word. This is a very tiny word. Can anyone think what that tiny word might be beginning with I? Go on then. In. Are you sure you haven't read my notes? Doing very well, actually. So, F is for faith. I is for in. So, faith in. Right, we've started. So, what have we got faith in? Well, in Colossians, it says to them, to them, God willed to make known what are the riches of his glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. Oh, the hope of glory. That is good news. Christ lives within us, if we've invited him in, that is. And that gives us the hope of glory. And you know, the hope, I think we did this at Christmas. Hope in the Bible isn't a sort of vague, oh, well, I hope I get a Christmas present, or I hope something happens tomorrow. It's a sure thing. So when we have Christ in us, we have the sure knowledge that one day we will be in glory with Jesus Christ. How wonderful is that? The next one. Can you open that next one? Hopefully, I think it's still, has it got a little R on the side? Yeah, I think it's maybe that one. Do you want to open one? You can open the last one. Okay, well, just a second. Right, so what does this say? What letter's that? Aria, do you know what letter that is? Well done, a R. Wow, well done. Now then, can anyone think what, well, actually, it's a hard one because it's a sort of very old-fashioned word for a name of someone that we've just spoken about in both of those little ones. That's really jumbled, isn't it? Does anyone understand what I've just said? Okay, well, it says R, but this word begins with a J. And he's very famous in the Bible. Can anyone else think of who this might be? I know my little friend here knows. Go on, Riley. Jesus, yeah. So I was going to do the R because I was looking for something beginning with R, but I thought no one would understand what that word meant as a child. So the posh word is redeemer. Jesus, our redeemer, yeah? So faith in our redeemer, and that word means redeemed from something. So in other words, someone's gone into a pawn shop and they've pawned their watch on one day. And then they get some money and they think, I'm going to go back and get my favourite watch out of being pawned. And so they'll take the little ticket and they'll redeem that watch. Yeah? That's what redemption's all about. Jesus, what he did on the cross, he went and paid the price for us so that we then could be in his glory. So it says, in him we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Right, I think you've got, do you want to let Aria just give that to you? Aria, did you want to pass this one out? That one that's sticking out. If you bring that out and give it to my friend there, and what have we got there? What letter is that? Anyone know that letter? Yes, I love that letter. Well done, Riley. An S. Now, this isn't a very nice word, an S. Can anyone think what that... Well done, sin. So, we have faith in Jesus, the Redeemer. But what's the use of faith in something we don't know about? So, basically, Jesus went and bought that watch for us through his body on the cross to redeem us from sin. Sin is an old-fashioned word for saying things that are done wrong towards God. And you know, none of us can say we haven't sinned. That little white lie, that little something maybe a bit mean to someone, we've all sinned. And unfortunately, if there's sin in our lives, there's no way we can come to Jesus. And the only way that can be wiped out is having faith in Jesus to forgive our sins. So it says in Peter, in Acts, repent, posh word for saying, turn around, go the other way, don't be tempted, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission, the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Amen. And then the last one, have we got one more letter? Oh, it's that one. Here are James, that one there. He's found the prize on these, that's the thing. Just pull the little thing out underneath and give it to your cousin. There we go. Now, what could be the last one? What letter's that? T? Well done. T for two and two for T. No. No, what could that T represent, do you think? Any ideas? I'm going to ask you this one. Anyone put their hand up and tell me what they think the T stands for? Trust, could have been, yeah. It's not trust, but it's a good one. Similar, yeah. Yeah, similar to what I'm thinking of. It's only a short word, four letters. Used to be an old-fashioned song. We used to love it as kids. Go on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go on the mountain. Tell, well done. Tell. So, seek ye first his kingdom. Well, before you can seek his kingdom, you've got to have faith in Jesus to forgive your sin. And you know, a lot of people find this hard, but this is part of seeking his kingdom. We've got to tell others. If you found something good and you keep it to yourself, how selfish is that? So when you have faith in your Redeemer, he forgives you from your sin, you've got to go and tell people that Jesus is your Savior and ask him to come into your life. And then you seek first his kingdom. He's got to be first. If nothing else from this service today, he's got to be first. He doesn't want second place in your life. Now, I'm going to go back because that was at the end of our passage. And he said something. Can anyone remember what the Bible said about the lily? Anyone remember what the lily was saying? That she'd never have to do something to herself because God would provide it. Something quiet that we all have to wear every day. Clothes. Yeah. God said, if you seek first, don't worry, you'll always have clothes. Now you might think, oh, everyone has clothes, but you have to purchase them or make them yourself. So you need a bit of, what do you need to get them? Money. Do you want to give that one? Here, I'll keep it like that for a minute until I tell you. So we have to pay money to buy the clothes. Oh, my last one's gone. What did the bird, what was the bird told that she didn't have to worry about if she sought God's kingdom? It was flying, sweetheart. And what was it flying for? Can you remember what she was flying, looking for? Food. Yeah, well, I won't put worms up there because I think it might upset a few people. But to live, we need food, don't we? And the interesting thing is, God says, if you seek first his kingdom and all his righteousness, and then you tell others and go out and do his work, you will never lack clothing, money and food. Now, he doesn't promise you'll be a millionaire. You might be a millionaire, but he promises you'll have enough to do his work. And I wanted to tell you just a couple of little testimonies of that. I've just been reading a fabulous book, and it's called The Woman Who Laughed. And she was around 1920, early part of the 20th century. And her name was Emily Saltow. And she looked after missionaries' children as they went off to China to preach the gospel. She would look after their children. And she had to believe for everything that they had. She wouldn't take any money off the mission society because she wanted all that money to go to the missionaries. So she used to get the children praying for anything they needed. And sometimes they'd sit at the table and they didn't have the food for that day. But she would say to them, go and set the table and wait, because our Heavenly Father will bring the food. And sure thing, as they sat round the table, a knock at the door, and someone will have left a big pan of stew on the doorstep for them. And then there was one day, there was a little girl in her charge, and the maid was a bit of a doubting Thomas herself. And the little girl said, oh, it's Christmas, and I really hope we have Christmas pudding. And she said, now, don't you upset Miss Saltow. She's got enough on her plate than worry about Christmas pudding. She said, but I'm going to pray and God will bring the Christmas puddings for us. So she was a bit irritated, the maid. She said, oh, children, don't upset Miss Saltow. Anyhow, getting close to Christmas, there was a knock on the door. And they went to the door and there's this great big parcel on the door. And the little girl got all excited and she said, Miss Saltow, open the parcel. It's Christmas puddings. And she looked at her because she hadn't told. And she said, what do you mean it's Christmas puddings? She said, I prayed and God will bring the Christmas puddings. So eventually they opened the parcel and there was about 2 kilograms of currants and raisins. So they were all excited. But then the maid said, yes, but there's no flour or sugar or anything else you need for Christmas puddings. So don't be silly. Next following day, knock on the door. And a little note saying, I'm so sorry, I realised you need these ingredients to go with the currants. Everything was there for a Christmas pudding. That little girl had believed that God would supply. And I could tell you lots of testimonies in my own life where when I've needed the finance to do God's work, God has provided. But there's a summing at the first. Seek ye first his kingdom, and all these things will be added. If you don't seek first his kingdom, you know, I often hear people say, well, I prayed and it didn't happen, so much for your God. Well, I'm afraid that prayer was probably a little bit half-hearted, without faith, and probably very grudgingly, Jesus wasn't first. But I've got to make a promise to you. If you believe and you put Jesus first, there is nothing, like we sang, that he can't do. Nothing at all that he can't do, but we have to seek his kingdom first. And that involves telling people about Jesus. And then the rest will fall into place. I can promise you that. Thank you very much, my willing helpers. There are little sweeties on the end of those, unless they've all been eaten by one person. Oh, right, that's fine. Okay. Oh, I promised a prize for my little helper. There we go. Right, I just want to ask before we sing our last song. I'm looking around and I'm presuming everyone here has had faith in Jesus and had their sins forgiven. But if I'm wrong, I just want people to bow their heads now. And I'm going to ask if anyone hasn't done that and would like to do that this morning, just simply raise your hand and we'll pray. And we'll pray that Jesus would come into your life this morning. But then the other thing I'm going to ask, and this is a bit of a trying one, and this is why I can still see people's faces. So I'm going to ask you to respect this one. Close your eyes and bow your head. And I'm going to ask you a very pertinent question. Are you seeking God's kingdom first in your life at the moment? Can you honestly say, before God, because this isn't for my benefit, this is for the Lord's benefit. Are you seeking God's kingdom first in your life? And I want you all to close your eyes because this is between you and God, and I'm going to close my eyes. If you can honestly say you're not this morning, then I'd like you to raise your hand to the Lord. I don't want anyone looking around. This is between you and God this morning. If you haven't been seeking God first in your life, put your hand up to the Lord, and he is seeing this morning, and he hears. And I'm just going to lead in a prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for that wonderful promise, that faith in you and that forgiveness of sins, that we have a promise of glory. And we want to make that rededication this morning, Lord. We want to say, we want to put you first, and we want to seek your kingdom first this morning. And for the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of the year, the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.